Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Hack. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Johnson. Batting third. The left fielder, Peanuts Lowry. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Phil Cavaretta. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Andy Pafko. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Clyde McCullough. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Schmitz. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Johnny Schmitz. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bill Rigney. Batting second. The second baseman, Mickey Whitheck. Batting third. The center fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Johnny Mize. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ernie Lombardi. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jack Graham. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Sid Gordon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Buddy Kerr. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Monty Kennedy. Pitching for the New York Giants, Monty Kennedy. And now, play ball. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack takes first base on ball four. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rigney fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a pop-up towards third. Rigney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a fly ball into center field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Whitheck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitheck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Whitheck trying to get to third. Pafko throws the ball into Hack, who tags Whitheck for the out. Marshall moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize takes first base on ball four. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mize settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pafko moves to second. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Schmitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmitz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham strikes out. One out. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon takes first base on ball four. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr strikes out. Two outs. Monty Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rigney fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Graham who is chasing the ball. Johnson reaches third base with a triple. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0 for 1 in the game. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 1 in the game. Cavaretta takes first base on ball 4. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Lombardi for a passed ball. Johnson scores. Cavaretta moves to second. It's 1-0, Cubs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pafko hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Marshall who is chasing the ball. Pafko reaches third base with a triple. Cavaretta scores. It's 2-0, Cubs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nicholson hits a fly ball into center field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0 for 1 in the game. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mickey Whitek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitek is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Whitek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Marshall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Whitek moves to third. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mize hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Whitek scores. Marshall moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-1, Cubs. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 0 for 1 in the game. Lombardi hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marshall scores. It's Cubs, 2, Giants, 2. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 0 for 1 in the game. Graham strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McCullough hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerges hits a fly ball into right field. Graham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Schmitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmitz is 0-for-1 in the game. Schmitz bunts towards first. Mize scoops it up and throws to first, with Wittek covering, for the out. McCullough moves to second. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gordon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Nicholson. Gordon reaches second base with a double. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Kerr bunts towards the mound. Schmitz fields it and throws to first for the out. Gordon moves to third. One out. Monty Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy strikes out. Two outs. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rigney strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0-for-2 in the game. Lowry bunts towards third. Rigney fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to second. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into right field. Graham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Pafko is walked intentionally. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-2 in the game. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize scoops it up and throws to first, with Kennedy covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Mickey Wittek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wittek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wittek hits a fly ball into left field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Mize hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Marshall moves to second. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lombardi is walked intentionally. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 0-for-2 in the game. Graham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta fields it and throws to second for the out. Marshall scores. Mize moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-2, Giants. Russ Bauer's now pitching. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rigney fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-2 in the game. Gerges takes first base on ball 4. Frank Sicori pinch hits for Russ Bowers. Frank Sicori is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sicori hits a fly ball into right field. Graham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gerges. The throw from Lombardi and he is safe. Gerges steals second. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wittek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Emil Kusch now pitching. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Kerr hits a pop-up towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Monty Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy is hit by the pitch. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rigney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kennedy moves to second. Mickey Wittek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wittek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wittek hits a ball on the ground that hits Rigney. Rigney is out and Wittek is safe at first. There goes Rigney trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Marshall hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0-for-2 in the game. Lowry bunts towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to second. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cavaretta hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Marshall. Cavaretta reaches second base with a double. Graham throws the ball into Rigney who tags Cavaretta trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Johnson scores. Two outs. It's Cubs, 3, Giants, 3. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wittek fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-3 in the game. Nicholson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pafko moves to third. Ken Trinkle now pitching. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. McCullough strikes out. Lombardi drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws McCullough out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mize takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lombardi bunts towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. Mize moves to second. One out. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Graham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mize moves to third. Two outs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gordon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mize scores. It's 4-3, Giants. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-2 in the game. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cush fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gordon moves to second. Ken Trinkle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trinkle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cush fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Marv Rickard pinch hits for Billy Gerges. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard strikes out. One out. Dom D'Alessandro pinch hits for Emil Cush. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats D'Alessandro for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hack hits a line drive into right field. Graham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Sturgeon now playing shortstop. Bob Chipman now pitching. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Rigney takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Witek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witek is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Witek bunts towards the mound. Chipman fields it and throws to first for the out. Rigney moves to second. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Marshall hits a fly ball into left field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got one RBI. Mize hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and 2 walks. Johnson strikes out. One out. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0-for-2 in the game. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cavaretta hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Pafko hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cavaretta moves to second. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Nicholson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cavaretta scores. Pafko moves to third. It's Cubs, 4, Giants, 4. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rigney fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lombardi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Graham hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a fly ball into center field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Chipman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chipman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Hack is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a fly ball into left field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Trinkle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trinkle is 0-for-1 in the game. Trinkle hits a fly ball into left field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Rigney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mickey Witek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witek is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Witek hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Johnson fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11. With the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and two walks. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0-for-3 in the game. Lowry bunts towards first. Mize scoops it up and throws to first, with Witek covering, for the out. Johnson moves to second. One out. Phil Cabaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabaretta is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cabaretta is walked intentionally. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 4-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Pafko hits a fly ball into center field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Johnson moves to third. 2 outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Johnson scores. Cabaretta moves to second. It's 5-4, Cubs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got one RBI. Nicholson is walked intentionally. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. McCullough hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cabaretta scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Marshall for the out. 1 out. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got one RBI. Mize hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lombardi takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Rucker pinch runs for Ernie Lombardi. Walker Cooper pinch hits for Jack Graham. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and New York Giants, 4. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.